In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The use of ventilators for Colorado COVID-19 patients dropped between March and July. The Colorado Hospital Association looked at detailed data from the start of the pandemic. Spokeswoman Julie Lonborg says a variety of factors may have played a role. They include improved patient management, faster sharing of knowledge, and new therapies like antivirals and convalescent plasma.
We can now more effectively care for these patients.
About two-thirds of all COVID-19 patients were discharged to their homes. Roughly 13% died in the hospital. For those older than 60, 22% died. 8% of the 50 to 59 age group died. Lauren Boebert, the Republican candidate for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, posted some strong fundraising numbers, but raised less than her Democratic challenger. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert says she raised over $1.8 million in the last fundraising quarter. She said the money came from 10,000 people from Colorado and across the country. It leaves her with $450,000 of cash on hand as she heads into the final weeks of the election. Her impressive haul, however, has been dwarfed by Democratic challenger Diane Mitch Bush. Her campaign raised more than $2.5 million during the same time period and has more than $950,000 cash on hand. The two are locked in a tight race, with Democrats hoping to flip the reliably Republican seat. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Look for highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s for Metro Denver today. This is CPR News.